Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. I'm Mike Durler at 734. Joining me in the studio right now, Paul Sanchez. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Oh, you know me. Me and Noreen having a good time.
Just chilling out, talking to people.
There you go. Hey, you know, I noticed something in that ad. You said, cook a dish.
A dish.
One dish.
Oh, we're going to be talking about that for sure.
Yeah.
So, Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing Christmas Eve, Mike?
Well, whatever my wife tells me, but I think we're going to come over and pay you guys a visit. I want to see this operation.
It is quite the deal.
Yeah.
So for those that might not be familiar with this, this is now going to be our 10th year. We started in 2012. We did have to skip a year during COVID,
mm-hmm.
but the origin story is I used to actually live directly behind the police station and across from the fire station over on 7th and Texas.
Right.
So I step out my door. I had the best security and fire protection in the whole town.
There you go.
Right there. I knew I was covered. But I stepped out there. It was early November that year.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, self, what are those guys eating for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
I had done a couple of years in the Air Force, about 26 worth.
Mm-hmm.
And there were plenty of Christmases, Thanksgivings, New Year's, Easters that you're on duty and, you know, Christmas dinner is Fritos and a Coke.
Out of the vending machine.
Out of the vending machine.
Yeah.
You know, Burger King and McDonald's would be a pretty good upgrade.
Yeah.
So as a result, you know, I know those guys, you don't get to not have the fire department on duty Christmas because you want to give them time off.
Mm-hmm.
No, your brother-in-law is going to launch a turkey right through the roof from that fire, that fryer that he's got out there.
Right.
So you got to be ready for that, you know? So, with those guys being on duty, I went over and I talked to the fire chief at the time, and I said, you know, what are you guys eating for Thanksgiving? And, oh, no, we've got that covered. We make a big meal. Okay, great. What about Christmas? Oh, really don't do anything Christmas. I'm like, well, that doesn't work for me. I'm going to go get you some food. And I didn't cook anything. I never cook anything for this dinner. You don't want me to cook anything. Trust me on that one. But what I did do that year is I reached out to, you know, different people around town, went to some restaurants and said, look, I want to put together a potluck dinner, you know, of good, hot Christmas type food for our fire department and our police department. And people just jumped on board, and we had a pretty decent pile of food. Now, all we fed that first year was the APD and the AFD, okay, and the dispatchers. But that was it, okay? So, you know, 10, 15 people, no big deal. And we got to the end of it, and we had leftover food.
Mm-hmm.
And from other events that I had done, I knew that Cope, if you had an event, you had leftover food, that was, you know, good stuff, they take donations.
Take
They're happy to take it. So we packed all the food up that was left over and took it down to Cope. And they were grateful. And that was the first year. The second year, somebody asked me, well, what about the sheriffs? I don't know. What about the sheriffs? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we tagged them on, fed those guys. I think it was the third year that somebody said, what about the Border Patrol?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Border Patrol is a unique situation. The sheriffs and the police and those guys, they can come by where we're serving.
Right.
Border Patrols, they're out the checkpoints.
Yeah.
You know, there's maybe a person over here at the headquarters,
mm-hmm.
but they're out there. So what we did with the Border Patrol was their public information officer. Him and his wife came over that year, and we packed up a bunch of to-go containers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we packed up two sets, one for each checkpoint, and he drove them out there. So those guys got to eat.
Yeah.
So that was the Border Patrol. I think the ambulance guys came in the next year, and every year we've managed to add on another group of people.
Right.
And so this year, the list has gotten way out of hand, which is the way I like it, by the way.
There you go.
Now, here's the interesting thing. I want you to think about this as I'm rattling off this list. We're not Mayberry.
No, we're not.
Okay. Andy Taylor and Barney are not sitting on the corner, and they're not the only emergency responders. Okay,
right.
We got folks all over this county. And when I rattled this list, realized that each of these agencies have 5 to 10 folks and dispatchers that are on duty at any given time, including Christmas Eve,
right,
Thanksgiving, all that stuff. So we got the Alamogordo Police Department, the Fire Department, the Sheriff's, the Border Patrol, State Police. We got them finally to come by last year. A couple of them came by. AMR Ambulance Service.
Uh-huh.
Last year, we had so much food, one of the guys knew the guys out at the detention center and said, hey, can I bring them food? Yeah, pack it up, go.
Yeah.
So we fed the guys at the Otero County Detention Center. And I'll explain this in a second, why we haven't done it before, but this last year we also fed the Holloman Security Forces, the cops out there.
Cool.
This year we're feeding the cops and the fire department out there, and we're trying to reach out to the Holloman Command Post, which is the equivalent of dispatchers out there, and we're going to get them fed too. And when that's all done and we've got all those folks fed, that's when we look at our leftovers and we divide leftovers in two, because a few years back somebody said, well, what about the gang up at the ER? I don't know. What about those guys?
Yeah.
So, and we had gotten to the point that we now take as much leftovers, we split it between the ER and COPE. COPE still gets, you know, their more than fair share. We take as much leftovers to those two guys when the whole thing is done as we had the first year. I mean, it becomes just this insane amount of food that we get. And it's just a blessing. It's just an immense blessing. The cool thing about this is, so I'm from New York, just outside the city, and I graduated high school in Los Angeles, just outside LA. These are big cities.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of community spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll have the high school that gets together in that area, but you don't have a lot of in-town community spirit.
Right.
Okay. It's a little different here in Otero County.
You know, one thing you and I are talking about off the air, here in Otero County and Alamogordo, when something like this happens, people get behind it. This is a great place, man.
I almost have to beat people off with a stick. Remember last year?
Well, yeah.
Last year, I came on, did the show.
Right.
And like that spot that played just before we came on, we made that spot, and you guys had that running. And about 2 weeks into it, mid-December, we usually still have things we need, you know, all the way through the end. And I'm usually sweating, okay, we're going to need one more turkey by the last week. 2 weeks into it, I had to turn people down.
Yeah.
Because I say there's no such thing as too much food, but there actually is. You don't want to waste it. Okay. And I mean, like I said, COPE and the ER, they get food, they get leftovers. COPE will eat for a few days off of what we bring them.
And I believe your actual words was, Mike, pull that spot. I got too much food.
Right. I was like, I don't know what to do with all that. I called you up and said, we're done. Stop. You know, and believe me, I hate telling somebody no.
Yeah.
They want to, out of their heart, cook a ham.
Yeah.
Bake a turkey. Bake a cake, make enchiladas, lasagna, you know, all this kind of stuff. Last year, I had one lady call me up, and she said, Chez, me and my sister, we like to make tamales at Christmas, and we want to make them for you. I'm like, oh, great. She's like, well, we make 15 dozen every Christmas. Can we bring those to you? Okay, 15 dozen? Little much. Two, maybe three dozen, because again, I've got four turkeys, four hams. We're just filling in the edges to make sure there's a huge variety.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of 15 dozen.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know what lumpia is?
Yeah, we talked about this
Yeah. It's for those that don't know, it's a Filipino egg roll, spring roll, but it's got meat in it, stuff like that. I am a fanatic. It's something I picked up in the Air Force because of Clark Air Force Base down in the Philippines. There were guys that got married and brought their Filipino wives back.
And they brought the lumpias.
And they would bring that into the shop. Every few months, you get somebody bringing a huge tray of lumpia. And so last year, lady called up, hey, I want to make lumpia for your event. Oh, wow, I'm a fiend for that. That's awesome. Great. She's like, how many you need? 200, 300, 400? Okay. 100? Because they're little egg rolls. We can spread out 100, you know? 150 if you're feeling really froggy, but no, I don't need 400, you know? Yeah. And I hate saying no, but again, I have a good idea how many people we're going to feed, okay? When you do the math on that list I just read, my guesstimate by the time you add in the dispatchers and everybody, we're easily going to feed about 120 people of on-duty folks, the ER, and then COPE. Okay. Yeah. Easily 120 people. And so you want plenty of food. You know, especially those firefighters, okay, they show up and, you know, we have it in the Desert Hills Church of Christ, okay, over on 23rd Street. And we set it up so if you got the time to come in and sit down and eat, if you're not out on a call, come in, sit down, relax, eat. And boy, I'm telling you, them firefighters are professional eaters.
Okay? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You ain't seen nothing until you've seen them sitting down for their third helping.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, we have them coming back for seconds, thirds. If the officers are on a call, they'll come in, you know, between calls, get a to-go plate and take that. And I always tell them, come back after the call, get another plate, you know? So yeah, these guys are getting seconds and thirds when we do send those plates out, those batches out to the Border Patrol and at both the checkpoints. We're sending out twice as much food as we think they will eat.
You're right.
Okay. So believe me, we get in a lot of food. We want a lot of food, but there is a line.
There's a line
where it gets a little much.
We're going to feed 120 people. We don't need 120 turkeys.
We don't need 120 turkeys. No, okay. No.
You're going to get real fat if you eat a whole turkey.
Exactly. So then the other thing is, as you mentioned a minute ago, I do not need or want any one person to make three turkeys.
Right.
Because, as we just mentioned, Otero County, you put out something like this, you go on the radio, you put it on Facebook, people line up to help. And yeah, I want to make you three turkeys. Ma'am, sir, one. I appreciate it, but I got eight other people that all want to make me turkeys.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to be able to pitch in, and I don't want anyone to have to cook all day and have a whole thing going on.
Right.
So I appreciate one turkey.
Yeah.
It's fat. Just bring me one turkey. I make mashed potatoes. Bring me a pan.
Yeah.
Okay. One pan. That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody could go down to Walmart, okay, and buy a cake.
Yeah.
One cake, 10, 15 bucks. Bring that.
Bring that. Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, because
a couple of packs of dinner rolls.
We have a dessert table that is kind of obscene. Okay. I mean, we have people come in with these trays of cookies. Oh, good Lord.
Now, you want to see something obscene, me at a dessert table.
Oh, well, come on. You got to come in and help me. Okay, I'm going to need to get rid of I mean, one lady I was messaging with her the other day, and she said, I'm going to bring you a thing of mac and cheese and a thing of mashed potatoes, and then I'm going to bring you dessert. Okay, I already have two. I wanted one thing of mac and cheese, and I already had two. I said, ma'am, I hate to say no, but I'm good on the mac and cheese. Okay, I'll bring you two things of mashed potatoes. Okay, I can use that. That'll be great. I said, but give me an idea what you want to do for the dessert, because I kind of want to plan out, make sure we have a variety. She's going to bring me 4 dozen cupcakes and another 4 dozen cookies.
Wow.
So there's one lady, all those cupcakes, all those cookies, two pans of mashed potatoes, and gravy to go with it. And I'm trying to slow her down, but I mean, she just wants to go.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to love it. You have to love it. And so, but the reality is that anyone can participate.
Yeah.
In this, don't feel ambitious and wanna. We have people that cook briskets for us.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, huge, and we appreciate that and we love it. But at the same time, go down and get me a pack of rolls.
Yeah. Or a package of cookies.
Spend $5.
Yeah.
Bring that. That helps. Mm-hmm. Every little bit. Just let me know you're coming with rolls so I don't end up with 20 dozen rolls.
Right, yeah. And besides, Who doesn't like Oreo cookies?
Oh my God! Don't do that to me. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna pick up 20. I usually pick up 10 pounds on Christmas Eve anyway. So yeah, it's just such a blessing with the outpouring of support.
Yeah,
and it is all for folks that take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Absolutely, and we talked about a really cool thing. If you don't have a lot of money and you want to help, just go buy a package of cookies.
Make it simple.
Yeah, make it simple.
Yep.
Go to the dollar store, pick up a package of cookies, $1.25.
You're there. You're done.
You're there. And you've helped.
Yep.
And That's a cool thing.
That is a thing that I learned a very long time ago when I was in the military. A lot of charities in the military, things like that. And they have these campaigns. One is... the Air Force campaign, and then the other one is the CFC, Combined Federal Campaign, mm-hmm. similar to United Way.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the CFC, you could have your agency sign up, and then if I want to donate, I can donate to a specific agency or just throw my money in the pot.
Right.
Okay. And then it gets divvied up whatever way they do it. And I learned a very long time ago to ask a lot of people for a little money.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to be a drill sergeant at Tech Training. Okay. And I took over the program there 1 year, and I went to the schools and sat down with the airmen that were going through schools, and I would talk to a group of 50, you know, one group was 200. Okay, airmen. And I would tell them all, I give them the pitch on what it's about and all that stuff. I says, but all I want from you, I mean, these are airmen, they're not making anything.
Right.
Okay. I don't want a lot of money from you, okay? Mm-hmm. I would like one soda a week.
Yeah.
Okay, which equals about $5 a month at that time, mm-hmm. which equals $60 a year. Well, that's not a lot of money, mm-hmm. okay? Well, it is when you add that 60 bucks to the other 200 guys that are in that same room.
Yeah.
And using that theory, I have never tried to go to one person and say, I need a bunch of money or I need a bunch of anything.
Right.
Okay. I just try to get a lot of people to do a little bit.
There you go.
And I've never failed.
I've used this analogy with Stephanie Hill with Thriving Southern New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Good friend of mine.
And it's like this. The ocean is made up of...
a lot of drops of water.
A lot of drops of water.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're talking about a 10-gallon bucket of water here for this dinner.
Yep.
And if everybody would put in a drop.
A drop.
That's it.
That's
a
it.
Dollar to buy some cookies.
Absolutely.
Something like that, you know. That is the cool thing. Then everybody gets to support a great cause.
Exactly. That's the other part of it is that so many people get to say, hey, we're saying thank you. Okay? Again, you know, with all those people, you got to realize in Otero County, we have 120, 150 people at any given time that are on duty, day, night, weekends, holidays, they don't close.
Right.
And these people are always, now you don't see them. You might see, the ambulance driving by or the fire department going down the road, but you don't really relate to those people.
Right.
Until something happens to you.
Yeah, until you need them.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, they're there.
So you don't really think, you know, driving down the road, how many cops are out there? How many Border Patrol is out there doing their thing?
Yeah.
You don't really think about it. And it's pretty amazing the amount of folks. You know, how many are working at the ER in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And this is one night, one single night a year that I thought we could say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Those guys and gals,
they appreciate it.
They appreciate it. The fire chief told me 1 year that, you know, Chez, I used to have a real hard time getting guys to sign up to work Christmas Eve. They all want to be at their families. You started doing that dinner, and now I got guys arguing about who's going to work Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Because they know they're getting fed.
Yeah.
And that's
a cool thing.
And they come in, and of course they want to say thank you to us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, this is fat. Thank you so much for doing this. Don't thank me. It's not about thanking us for doing it. It's us thanking you for covering our butts.
And if you want to say thank you to the community.
Yeah, in fact, I usually I always take pictures and record videos and stuff of them thanking the community for pitching in and doing
right,
this.
Yeah. Well, real quickly here, let's talk about what you need now.
Okay. So, So I've got three turkeys. I could use a fourth. Okay. I've got four hams. Don't need any more of that. I would like to see a brisket or two.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got two dozen tamales. I could use another couple of dozen. I've got plenty of mac and cheese for sure. I don't have any enchiladas.
Oh.
Okay, so if somebody makes enchiladas, give me a call, hook up with me. I'd like to see a couple of pans of lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then after that, we get into the side dishes. Okay, those are the mains. And then, you know, we need a few dozen rolls. We got two pans of stuffing. I'd like another two pans because, again, I'm considering how many people we're feeding. We've good on mashed potatoes probably, but we could use things like green bean casseroles, corn casseroles, veggie type stuff, that kind of thing. Macaroni salad, potato salad. We have one lady that's bringing pasta salad for us. Think about your side dishes that you would have with the dinner. And then on the dessert end, we've got a bit of dessert. I'd like to see maybe another pie or two, and definitely we could use another cake or two.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, that's not you making the pie or the cake. I mean, if you're ambitious and want to do that, great. But you can also just roll down to Walmart and grab something off their shelf, and
there
it's all
go.
Good. It's all good. Speaking of Walmart, I would want to mention that every year Walmart donates 100 pieces of their chicken, their fried chicken, to us.
Wow.
Every year they do that. They're fabulous. Jason, the manager down there, takes care of us. Lowe's Grocery every year gives us a gift card that we go and we get our sodas, okay, and drinks on that, and that is covered at every time. Pistachio Land.
Yeah.
This is a case of their 4-ounce pistachios variety, that kind of thing.
Cool.
So that's a whole case, and every dinner that goes out, we throw a bag of pistachios in with them. So, yeah, obviously I want to thank those businesses. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a business that has something you want to throw in, get a hold of me, and I will definitely get you on the list and get you in there. Helpers wise, we've got about 10-ish helpers because we need people to serve and to also take. We have to deliver the food out to Holloman and to the make sure the Border Patrol is taken care of. So and if you can come and help, you can come and just stay there and serve. You know, keep the buffet line going. And then we've got people that'll do the driving. I don't want you to think that we're going to get you to do the driving.
Right.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got guys that are going to do that. But when they're out driving, we still need servers at the place.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it works real quick is we start our setup about 3-4 p.m., okay, over at that Desert Hills Church of Christ.
Right.
We like the food to start be delivered. We cannot pick up food from anybody, certainly not the day before. We have no place to store it. We can't cook it. That's one of the things we ask the community to do is do it on Christmas Eve. Bring it to us, hot and ready. We like the food to come in between 4 and 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We open up for serving at 6, and we serve from 6 to about 9:30. And then around 9:30, we clean up, pack up, divvy it in two, and then we're off to the ER and to cope.
Okay. Real good. Just a couple minutes here. Let's talk about Rich and the PGR.
Okay. So thank you for
reminding me. You wanted to mention that.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for reminding me of that. So my cohorts in crime in this, I've got two guys that are my co-chairs. I'm the guy that runs his mouth and comes on the radio. Deacon Jim Ernst. Okay.
That's right.
It's his church we serve this at, Desert Hills Church of Christ, and I can't thank him and that church enough for them supporting us. He is actually the state captain for all of New Mexico for the Patriot Guard Riders.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich Merrick, who's actually the postmaster out on Holloman, he's one of the local ride captains.
Mm-hmm.
For the PGR. And for those of you who might not know what the PGR is, if you ever see a military funeral or police fire funerals, and you see a bunch of guys on motorcycles
that are
coming there with the flags, and they stand around, do the flag line and everything, that's who the Patriot Guard is.
Mm-hmm.
And they always like to have volunteers. You don't have to have a motorcycle. You don't have to have served in the military. You simply have to be a patriot.
Yeah, okay? That's it.
And then on the flip side of that is if you need the Patriot Guard, if, God forbid, a military member, veteran passes away, that's what we do. We go, they go out and do do those services. And so the funeral homes all know about the Patriot Guard.
Yeah.
Just and they usually will suggest it for veterans.
Yeah.
But do ask for it. And what they do is absolutely free.
Yeah.
They show up and they put on a very respectful cordon flag line, both usually at the funeral home or the church, as well as at the gravesite, whatever's appropriate. They're fantastic guys, and they support this dinner immensely.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Paul. Christmas Eve, first responders dinner at where again?
At the Desert Hills Church of Christ. You can reach me for donations through the Otero County. It's a little complicated here. It's the Otero Fire/EMS appreciation page.
There you go.
Otero Fire/EMS appreciation page. And if you didn't get that down, call up Mike at the station.
There
Mike, Bob will give you my number and get you hooked up. And I will find a place for you to come and help or bring us a cake or something like that. And we definitely would appreciate the support from Otero County.
There you go.
You guys are great.
Hey, Paul, appreciate you. And always like this, getting together at least once a year, talk about food.
It's a great chat. And you're going to be there Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'm going to show up Christmas Eve. I want to see this operation.
It's pretty amazing. And we're also going to need your help very specifically with that dessert table. So
okay, there you go. All right. My wife will get real upset.
She'll get over it. It's Christmas.
There you go. Paul Sanchez, thank you, buddy.
Anytime, Mike. I appreciate you and Bob very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.